For the fifth time in 10 years, a Maryland teacher is one of four finalists for the National Teacher of the Year Award. Athanasia Kyriakakos was chosen for her dedication to her students and her commitment to teaching art as a critical thinking skill. Jonna McCone reports that she is the first Baltimore City teacher to reach these heights.
Step into Mergenthaler Vocational Technical High School, or MERVO, the biggest high school in Baltimore, and you see paintings and clay busts in display cases, along with x-rays, medical bottles, and books lining the hallways, representing some of the trades students can learn here. It wasn't always that way, though.
All the windows, they had dust that was half an inch tall, and they had never been changed for at least 15, 20 years.
That's Athanasia Kyriakakos, MERVO's only visual arts teacher. She's Maryland Teacher of the Year and one of four nominated for a national award. She says she was told when she came to the school she couldn't hang art on the walls. Students would vandalize it. But Ms. K, as her students call her, started cleaning the display cases and hanging her students' work.
All the kids would congregate around it and talk about it and take pride in it.
And share their drawings and paintings on social media. But it wasn't an easy road to get them to this point. Most students, seniors by the time they take Ms. K's course, Foundations of Art, have only had one or maybe two art classes in city schools. Kyriakakos says that minimal background makes it a struggle to get them to the point where
they understand how to draw, they create their own independent compositions, they understand highlighting, shadowing, all the technical skills. And that's where they're supposed to be coming to me at that level in drawing and in art.
Lori Snyder of Arts Education in Maryland Schools, or AIMS, says with other schools across the state, students have consistent visual arts and music education from kindergarten to eighth grade.
In Baltimore City, students most likely will not have that consistent access to the arts. So their first exposure might be when they get to high school to take that fine arts credit.
We're going to talk about building our resilience, perseverance, and patience.
In Ms. K's class, the semester starts with a blind contour drawing, and eventually a decadent, colorful self-portrait full of dreams and expression. James Anderson is one of several former students who has finished the course but comes early, stays late, or squeezes time in between classes to paint.
Here, let me show you this painting.
Hey, James.
So James is cutting somebody else's class to be here now. James is working on his fourth painting right now.
My other two is already hanging up, and like I'm real happy about how I did it and how I completed it. One of my paintings is about me, and I made it look realistic. So that's why I continue to doing this.
Kyriakakos has her students research Renaissance painters, African cultural symbols, and photography to develop a self-portrait in a pose that symbolizes power to them. It's a technique she developed from the artistic process of renowned African-American painter Kehinde Wiley.
The way the picture is, the sunlight is there. I have to balance the colors to make sure I have the reflections.
Holding a palette dotted with shades of skin tones, Alexander Freeman, a 12th grader who wants to be a mechanical engineer, describes his self-portrait in what he calls a typical Baltimore teen pose, stylized in a white shirt and jeans.
It's simple and basic, but it has a story behind it.
Freeman's longtime role model, Lil Scooter, a rapper who was murdered at a traffic light in Baltimore last year, inspired the backdrop of the painting.
Team, he's a part called YBS, the Young Baller Shining. And what they see is young Baltimore teens becoming things that they never thought it would become. That's why I put the stars there to symbolize shining.
The fact that several students, Alex included, are here painting after they finish the course speaks to Ms. K's expectations. She pushes them to make their own masterpieces. Though Kyriakakos has the resources she needs at MERVO, she worries that arts programs will be the first victims of what will likely be sweeping cuts to close city schools' $130 million budget gap.
Just as we're tapping into their potential, we're saying, you know what, that was enough of you looking in your future. Let's close that door. You don't need that.
Meanwhile, she waits to hear whether she could be the national winner to be announced at the White House in the spring. I'm Jonna McCone for 88.1 WYPR.